Welcome to Positively Unconstitutional. Today is July the 24th, 2010. It's a beautiful Saturday morning here in Dallas, Texas. I'd like to thank Darren Weeks of Govern America and all the great information he brings us on his show every Saturday morning. I'd also like to invite everyone to stay tuned after our show at noon today for Todd McGreevy and Common Sense Revisited. I'd like to thank our sponsors and, of course, the Republic Broadcasting Network, without whom none of this would be possible. And with that said, I'm going to get right to it. Today, I want to follow up on last week's show. And, of course, anybody listening to last week's show knows that last week's show featured my guest, Lee Brobst. And Lee is an author and legal historian. And Lee has spent the last 40 years working to unravel the matrix of our state and federal legal systems. And his writings can be viewed at his website at www.truthinlaw.net. And Lee's going to join us today after the first break here. And, you know, people apparently have contacted him and said that they don't understand the remedies that he's offering. And he's going to come in and speak about the remedies that are, of course, hidden in plain sight on his website. And, you know, Lee and I both agree that it's absolutely necessary for every individual out there who, you know, would like to be free and would like to understand how our legal system really works, that it's going to be necessary for each individual to go out and educate himself in the law. He's going to have to take the time to read and to understand the legal system so, you know, that he can understand what's ahead of us and, you know, what's fixing to happen. And with that said, again, the website, for those of you who missed a show last week, is www.truthinlaw.net. And I'm sure that nobody out there could possibly have had enough time to read and fully digest, you know, what Lee has written on this magnificent site in only a single week. You know, well, there's so many citations. Let me put it that way. If you were to go out and just to read the citations of the court cases, and of course, you know, court cases are great reading. No, they're boring and they're hard to read. And you know, some of the citations in there, if you go out to read the court cases, will suffice as excellent sleeping pills. Of course, Lee's writing is you know, very factual. And the more time you spend there reading, the more and more you start to get your head around what the legal system actually is. You know, where does the law, you know, come from, and how does the law operate upon us, each of us, you know, individually and collectively. And today, I want to try to confine the discussion. I know I'll never be able to do that. I'm all over the place. But I want to try to confine the discussion to just a couple of parts of the Constitution, and those two parts would be Article 1, Section 10, the powers prohibited of the states, and, of course, Article 4, Section 3, and specifically Clause 2, Section 3 deals with new states. And so when we come back from the break here, and I'm sure we'll be headed to the break here in just a few minutes, that we're going to, you know, start out and define what, you know, what's important in Article 1, Section 10, the powers that are prohibited of the states, and Article 4, Section 3, Clause 2, you know, powers of new states or how to form new states, and how those have been interpreted by the Congress and how they affect you and I. With that said, it's time for a word from our sponsors. We'll be back with Lee Brobst in just a minute. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And we're here this morning with my guest, Lee Brobst. And Lee, I wanted to talk about specifically, Article 1, Section 10 and what it means, and Article 4, Section 3 and what it means. So would you prefer that I start by, reading the relevant parts, or would you like to take it from there?
Well, go ahead, Phil, and read them off, and then I'll start getting it into the explanation of it.
All right. Well, Article 1, Section 10 deals with powers prohibited of the states, and it says that no state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque and reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. And I think the part that we want to focus on is that they can't coin money, they can't emit bills of credit, and they can't make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment, and that's the critical word here, in payment of debts. And then the other one that I've talked about, Article 4, Section 3, Clause 2, and Section 3 deals with new states, and Clause 2 says, the Congress shall have power to dispose of and make all needful rules and regulations respecting the territory or other property belonging to the United States, and nothing in this Constitution shall be so construed as to prejudice any claims of the United States or of any particular state.
Okay.
So take it from there.
Okay. Article 1, Section 10. The state that Article 1, Section 10 is talking about is the state that is incorporated into the Union of the States. They are common law states. Article 1, Section 10 on the subject of payment of debt is the common law. Without the payment of debt, there is no common law. The people have abandoned Article 1, Section 10 by accepting privileges and immunities with this private debt credit system that happened in 1933. 14th Amendment citizens have no claim to Section 9 and 10 of the Constitution, nor do they have claim to Article 1, Section 10 on the subject of payment of debt. Which brings up another subject concerning the states in Article the 10th Amendment. The states today are a federation of states. They're not a union of states. Therefore, they operate outside the Constitution. In these states that are claiming the 10th Amendment as a defense against the federal government will never get anywhere because all those people are privileged people under the 14th Amendment. In other words, the state that Article 1, Section 10 is talking about is no longer there when it's applied to 14th Amendment citizens as beneficiaries to the public debt. Now, people who exit being beneficiaries to the public debt and the 14th Amendment, they have access to Article 1, Section 10 in its full force and effect.
So let's repeat that now. That's a very important point, though. That's huge. Those people who exit the 14th Amendment, so those people who swear an affidavit that they're not going to accept any privilege from the state, including from the federal government. I'm sorry. That when I say the state, that's who I think of as the state.
Yeah, it goes through the federal government. Always remember that.
Right, but it's important that, and you've done a great job of saying that the state, where it says in Article 1, Section 10, no state, the state that it's referring to is actually the Republic of, which is it's still there, it's just nobody lives there.
That's right. You're absolutely right. Nobody lives there.
And the reason nobody lives there is because nobody in the public fool system has been taught how to disassociate yourself. And, of course, you have, according to the First Amendment, the right of association or disassociation, the right of free speech. No one has been taught that you can disassociate yourself from the private banking privilege by not signing any contract with them.
That's correct. Or if you do, you put a disclaimer on it. And, of course, I'm not going to get into that because it becomes too involved. And right now I'm trying to get the primary aspects out there that the people can grab hold of the concepts of what the Constitution is all about. And believe me, folks, there's nobody. I have yet to run into anybody, and I have talked to hundreds of lawyers. I've even had them come to see me and talk to me, and none of them understand the Constitution. And when I tell them what the Constitution's all about, they're dumbfounded. And of course, what I tell them, and by the way, folks, I want you to understand, when I tell you something, I will back it up with the law. It's not my illusions. I forgot my illusions a long time ago because I realized my illusions just got me in trouble. And I stick strictly with the law as interpreted by the courts. In other words, I don't become the judge, jury, and the executioner. When I say something, I'm saying something that the courts have said, and I will back it up.
And people need to understand, too, everybody talks about the common law, but people don't really understand what the common law is. And my understanding of the common law is that the common law is established by decisions in courts that aren't written statutes, but that the decision of the court has the same effect as law. It is the common tradition. It's the common way that, you know, people do things. And so this idea of common law is, and I think what you're saying, Lee, is you're using the words of the court, and usually the Supreme Court, and those words have the effect of law.
That's right, absolutely. Now, this common law business, you got to understand that the common law that was established in the Union of States under Article 1, Section 10 did not deal with privileges and immunities. You were entirely on your own. The common law that they were talking about is where you enter into a private contract with a private party to do certain things, and either one or the other broke the terms of the contract. You went into the court of common law and pleaded your case, and the court, the common law court, awarded restitution for damages. The common law was strictly it. It awarded damages, restitution for damages. Now, when the common law couldn't find a remedy in the law, then they reverted to equity. And it used to be that the common law and equity were separated in the courthouses. But as time went on, they combined common law and equity, and therefore the court would rule one time on the law and then rule another time on the equity. But the equity that the court ruled on was the equity that followed the law. In other words, if there wasn't an at-law remedy, the court reverted to equity, which is the conscience of the judge, to come up with a remedy. Now, the remedy, you got to remember, we're not dealing with government here, when I'm saying. I'm talking about two individuals going into a private contract. Government doesn't have anything to do with it. In other words, the common law of the state has nothing to do with your contracting with each other.
That's what I would term free enterprise, where there is
that
no
third is exactly
party.
It. That's free enterprise.
There's no third party to the contract.
That's
and in
right.
my mind, anytime you bring a Federal Reserve note to the party, you bring two other parties to the contract immediately.
Well,
you bring the Federal Reserve and you bring the U.S. government.
Yeah, well, when you deal in the debt credit system we have today, and see, the common law changed. 1933, the common law, in fact, the whole country was turned upside down in 1933. And what was the common law has been now invaded by the civil law. So when you go into court today, especially where there's the government involved, there's always third parties involved or you wouldn't be there. And evidently you were dealing in the debt credit system of the bank, and that's why you're there. And what has happened when in 1933... there is no longer the separation of powers doctrine under the Constitution. In other words, the executive, judicial, and the legislature are now all combined into one.
And I alluded to this and talked about it for just a minute last week, Lee, if you recall, when I said that FDR in 1933 made the executive orders that set up the IRS, set up the administrator, and delegated lawmaking authority to him. And of course, the separation of powers says only the legislature can make law. So how could the president delegate powers that he didn't have? And of course, the answer to that is the separation of powers don't exist. And the War Powers Act, you know, made it a crisis, made it an emergency, and gave him the power to delegate lawmaking authority. It destroyed the separation
right.
of powers.
Absolutely right.
And with that said, we've got to go back to break. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional. My guest today, Lee Brobst, legal historian, and we're talking about Article 1, Section 10, and Article 4, Section 3, Clause 2.
Put a day behind, Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And my guest today, Lee Brobst, legal historian. And we've been talking about specifically two parts of the Constitution. And these two parts of the Constitution effectively determine your status in society. And as I understand it, Lee's going to correct me if I'm wrong here, under Article 1, Section 10, you're a sovereign with all your God-given rights protected by the Constitution, with your rights to own property protected. You're living under the literal interpretation and true meaning of the Constitution. Or, and this is the case for 97% of all U.S. citizens, you're a 14th Amendment citizen with the Congress between you and the Constitution, with the Congress being your parent, and the Congress interpreting the Constitution according to its true spirit. So I think, Lee, we can relate these two things as Article 1, Section 10 being of substance and reality, and Article 4, Section 3, Clause 2 being of faith and illusion and the discharge of debt. And of course, the first would be the payment and the second would be the discharge.
That's correct. That Article 4, Section 3, Clause 2 deals with other property belonging to the United States. That other property is that straw man or that debt res that is attached to you. And that's what the courts are ruling on. They're not ruling on the law. They're ruling on the property of a clause of Article 432. And as long as you're in there under the spirit of law, which is this 432, you have you have no constitutional rights, only what the Congress says you have. And, of course, when you get in the court, you're not in an Article III court, you're in an Article I court. And you're outside the Constitution, so they do everything to uphold your contract rights because it is presumed that that is exactly what you wanted when you signed those government forms and not stated your objection on those forms. So the courts and the bureaucracy construes that as you meant to create a trust. And therefore, they put you in a trust because under the corporate United States, there is absolutely no law that requires the citizens of the Union of States to pay any kind of a tax to the federal government. It doesn't exist, folks, and it's all on my dose of reality. It's all spelled out in the law. It's not my illusion. It's there in the law, and it's all by the U.S. Supreme Court that's been laid down years ago by Chief Justice Marshall and also the O'Donoghue case in the Supreme Court. So when people want to tell you everything is unconstitutional, folks, they don't know what they're talking about. The Constitution, the people have left the Constitution. The people are violating the Constitution by accepting these government benefits, which really is not government at all. It's just a private unincorporated association. It's private enterprise. That's all it is, pure and simple. And, of course, if you have any doubt about this, go to Dun & Bradstreet and type in any government name you want to, and it all comes up in all capital letters, and right at the very top it says a private company. So, you know, whether it's a court system, I don't care what it is, because they're all under this Article 4, Section 3, Clause 2. Those states are, as the Supreme Court stated in O'Donoghue, they are inchoate states. They are federated states. They are not a union of states. But the union of states is still there, and it's all spelled out in the law on my website, my website on the Dose of Reality. It's all spelled out. You can't deny it. There it is, pure, simple, and right to the point. Now, Article 4, Section 3, Clause 1 deals with new states. Any new state must go through an election process of both the state and the federal government to be admitted into the union. But what they're talking about is a physical state with physical boundaries. You go to your state constitution today and see if the boundaries are still there. I understand there's a few states that still have its boundary lines, but the boundary lines they just don't pay any attention to because they, without you having the proper evidence, they automatically presume that you're a 14th Amendment citizen receiving government benefits, therefore you're outside the protection of the Constitution and they rule according. It's really that simple. So,
and this is absolutely amazing, you know, to anybody who, you know, and I've always thought that, you know, we were protected by the Constitution, that the, you know, individual U.S. citizen out here. And, of course, you know, the Declaration says that government is instituted among men in order to secure our rights. You know, so, you know, it's always been my contention that the government's single job is to secure individuals' rights. But the government has, you know, taken on this collectivist, you know, communist attitude whereby it seems that every law they passed is determined more and more to, you know, to enforce performance and take away any rights that you think you may have had.
Yeah, well, the rights you have is rights as a member of a commune. And,
exactly.
And the Congress, through their legislative actions, through their agencies, passed legislation that protects your communal rights. They're just giving you what you want. You can walk away from this thing anytime you want to.
And with that said, Lee, we're at half past the hour. I invite everybody to go to the Republic Broadcasting homepage and donate. The RBN is having a pledge drive, so go in there, pledge what you can, and keep us on the air out here. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org. Or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And I want to repeat it again. The Republic Broadcasting Network is having a pledge drive. You can either go to their website and donate on the website, or you can mail your donations to 2251 Double Creek Drive, suite number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And I'll repeat that again later in the show, so you don't need to call in, but have your pen ready the next time we come back from break. And, you know, we're talking about the two relevant parts of the Constitution that make you a 14th Amendment slave or that make you a free sovereign. And with that said, Lee, I'm going to take our first caller, who's Sydney in Indiana. Sydney, do you have a question for Lee?
I do, but I'd like to preface that by stating some relevant current events here in southern Indiana right on the Ohio River, if I may.
Yes, please, go ahead.
I'm now 10 days into no chemtrails, the first time in, oh my God, I'm guessing close to 10 years of me being aware of it. It weirds me out very bad. I don't understand why all of a sudden no chemtrails for such a long period. Just something to make you go, hmm. It's a beautiful day otherwise. Anyway, back on topic. Sorry, guys. Look, I've been studying And I'm so appreciative of what you have done on your website. It's more information than a person can take in a short order of time. But I've been looking at this for a long time. I understand my position as a natural man, a natural person. I think I understand. I want you to help me some because my situation is like a lot of people that's listening. I spent 10 years in the military where they vaccinated me heavily. As a matter of fact, I had to take the hepatitis C vaccination. I worked in surgery for almost 30 years. I took that 7 times. It's a series of 3 shots, and it left me, well, that's a story. But needless to say, I'm disabled from it, and I'm under, I take government benefits because of it, which brings me to my question. On the disassociation that I need to take retroactively, can I do that?
Well, being you're in the position you are, I would advise you to stay with the system.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, because you got to understand that what I'm trying to get across is really a grassroots education system whereby people can start preparing themselves for what lies ahead.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're in an unfortunate situation, and I believe me, I understand what you're talking about. And it really creates problems for people like you, and I understand that.
I'm near 60 years old. I've had a great run, an absolute great run. And I forgive everybody around me, even the ones that have killed me. I hold no grudges. But let me just ask one other question. If I have to go to court, because it brings me, it helps me to help others that are listening. If I have to go to court, can I present myself to the court as a natural man?
No.
Okay.
No. It really doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
I want to make something very clear, folks. You can make all the statements you want to, but unless you back it up with the law, they're not going to pay any attention. Now, there is some people, and I know a few of them, that they just absolutely refuse to buy into the system, and they fight them every chance they get. And of course, they become such a thorn in the side of the establishment that they finally just let the person alone. But to really be free, you've got to use the law to do it.
May I say one last thing? Because it's really important for your listeners to understand. Anybody who watches, I'm sorry, watches, listen to me. I don't watch TV anymore. Who listens to the internet radio stations, and God bless you all. And as soon as I hang up, I'm going to make a donation. I've my prayers, I think that that's what I need to do. There's a lot of bloodlust out there by our authorities. I don't know why, but they're killing. They're tasering little old ladies that are in bed, strapped in bed because of their oxygen tanks. They're tasering handicapped kids that are learning disabled. They're actually killing people because they think they have their taser in their hand. What I'm trying to say to your listeners is, guys, we don't need to cooperate with them, but we don't need to antagonize them either. Please be careful in your dealings with the authorities. Don't get yourselves in a position where they can hurt you. Your families need you too bad. And that's all I have to say.
Thanks all very right. much, Sydney. And with that said, yeah, you know, I want to echo Lee here in saying that, you know, people need to study. They need to understand the law. They don't need to be out there wasting their life fighting you losing battle against City Hall, you know, trying to say that these things aren't right, when everything that the government does must be legal. I mean, they have to obey the law.
Well, to this, I want to say, Phil, for you folks out there listening, whether you want to exit the system is entirely up to you. But in the meantime, I would study my materials and get a grasp on what this thing's all about. because, believe me, what these folks in our government has in store for us is not very pleasant. And, of course, you can see it happening right now. But starting January 1st is when the reality of all this stuff is going to start coming down on the people when they start applying all these new taxes and what have you. It's going to really be oppressive. So you might not want to exit now, but when you find out what these people have in store for you, you might make up your mind to go ahead and do something. At least you'll be prepared, and you have not wasted your time between now and that event by getting involved in other things that really don't mean anything. So do your homework now, because knowledge is power, and you definitely have a remedy, and the remedy is there for those who want to diligently and persistently dig into my materials to understand it. Believe me, the answers are there.
And I agree with you. You know, I've tried to explain to people that voting cannot solve the problems. And the reason that voting primarily can't solve the problems is because the system now basically is based on a false premise. And I was joking with you the other day, Lee, when we talked on the phone, you have plenty of choices, you know. Do you want the aluminum alloy shackles, or would you like the gold-plated shackles, or would you like them chrome-plated? You're getting the shackles one way or another, but you do have a choice, and you can vote on whether you want a pink jumpsuit or an orange jumpsuit or a green jumpsuit to wear in their prison and, in their fields working as their slave labor.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah, so, absolutely right.
You know, two wrongs don't make a right. And so when you start with a false premise, and then, you use the Hegelian dialectic, which, takes a quote-unquote problem and then formulates an antithesis to the problem, and then it solves the antithesis. It never really deals with the problem which was stated. And so you have this accumulation of problems, which are actually the solutions that the government creates after they identify the solution. It's a heck of a system.
I was talking about the common law here a while ago, and I want to bring up a case as a perfect example. There's a case that floats around the internet called Barron versus the city of Baltimore. And if there was ever a misquoted case, there it is. And it's on a lot of websites that mention this case. And the mere fact that these people that tell you what that court case means is the furthest thing from the truth. That case involves a gentleman who bought some land down at the harbor. First of all, the harbor is within Admiralty Maritime jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, he purchased a franchise from the city of Baltimore. The franchise spelled out the conditions as to what he was getting himself into. The franchise specifically stated that the ground that he was buying was subject to the city of Baltimore, a corporation. Then these people got into talking about what the Supreme Court stated. But you got to remember that the Supreme Court was give a decision on what the amendments to the Constitution was all about back in 1833. The case really had nothing to do with the Constitution at all, the federal Constitution. The state, or the, I'm sorry, the franchise that this Baron purchased off the corporate government of Baltimore specifically stated that they had control of the harbor, and he bought it, that piece of land, under those terms and conditions. Now he started to complain one thing or another about what Baltimore was doing against his land, so he sued him. Mm-hmm. He had no grounds to sue. He had a corporate privilege from the city of Baltimore. In other words, he had a physical charter that spelled the terms and conditions right on the charter itself. Mm-hmm. He entered into a bilateral contract, and now right. He was trying to claim that they didn't have the power to do what they did to him. Then he tried to claim the federal constitution. The federal constitution back then had, people had nothing to do with the federal constitution. They were governed strictly by the common law of the state, but when he entered into that franchise, he exited the common law. And now he come under the terms and conditions spelled out in that franchise. So I want you to keep this in mind when you read these court decisions. You make sure that you understand what it is you're reading, because you got to understand that there's public and private law, and a lot of times those court decisions will flip back and forth from public law to private law, and unless you know the difference, you'll never make hide nor hair out of the decision. Then what you'll do, you revert to your illusions, and that gets in people in trouble, and that's why they never win in court.
And this is a great point that you're making here, this distinction between public and private law, and laws that have been enacted by the Congress. And you know, you can tell the difference between, you know, which laws are public law and private law by the enacting clause. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. If there is no enacting clause, and by the way, on my Dose of Reality on my website, I talk about the enacting clause and what it must state, and you'll find that most all these laws do not have enacting clauses, and the reason is because they don't need an enacting clause on private law, because if you're a beneficiary to the public debt, you're automatically into private law, and therefore you become the enacting clause, unless you specifically so state otherwise. And that's what you do with your evidence. You got to produce evidence.
You voluntarily consent unless you specifically state that you do not consent, and that you specifically state that you will not accept any privilege. And then the real trap is that you have to understand what's a privilege of the federal government, right?
Yeah, that's right.
If I buy a stock or a bond of a public company, well, that's a privilege, isn't it?
Yes, but I want to make things very clear that other things people don't understand. There is a big difference between a tax on the trust and a tax on corporate income or a corporate franchise. In other words, when you are a 14th Amendment citizen and you have a corporate franchise, you get hit with a double whammy. You got to pay taxes, a franchise tax, to the federal government. Then you got to turn around and pay a tax on the public trust that you're a member of and beneficiary of. And by the way, that public trust tax is the big one. When you get rid of it's probably around 35%. I really haven't figured out because it varies. But it's probably around 35%. But when you have corporate stock, you'll pay a tax of anywhere between 10 to 15% on the income that you receive from the corporate stock. Or if you have a corporate franchise and so on and so forth. So you got to remember that all these different things you get involved in, you can separate all them things. But the big one is being a member of this public trust, and that you can exit. And therefore, you'll greatly reduce not only your income taxes, but also you will not pay into the Social Security system. So therefore, you're on your own, and you have you're not bound to government other than the fact of the franchise that you have with said government, and you'll pay taxes on that franchise, whatever is established.
And government franchises is an interesting subject here, and you know, most people don't realize that your driver's license is a government franchise, and the other things of that nature. We'll talk more about this when we come back from the break. You're listening to Phil Pozderek and Lee Brobst. It's Positively Unconstitutional.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And I want everybody to get out their pen right now. I'm going to give you that address again. The Republic Broadcasting Network's having a pledge drive to raise money. We'd appreciate anybody out there that can help with a donation. Go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, or you want to send a check in the mail to the Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, suite number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And with that said, we've been talking with my guest today, Mr. Lee Brobst, who is a legal historian and who's given us all a dose of reality from his website, truthinlaw.net. I urge everyone to go there and read A Dose of Reality, read, you know, all the documents. Are You Subject To is a particularly powerful document that has, you know, just a myriad of information in there and citations about legal cases that, you know, basically state in the court's own words everything that that Lee has brought to our attention here with this dose of reality. Lee?
Yes.
Well, I wanted to read another part of something that you've written out there, and it has to do how the Bible relates back to these articles that we've been talking about today. And it's Are You Subject To Part 4, and if you're on the webpage, go down a couple of paragraphs, and it says, it appears the Old Testament slash contract slash proclamation dealt directly with payment of debt with hard coin reflected in Article 4, Section 3, Clause 1, and Article 1, Section 10, that gave we the people access to judicial power under Article 3, Courts to the Constitution. The law of reality has no privileges and immunities, whereas the New Testament deals primarily with special privileges and immunities in the spirit of the law that has given the citizen subjects legislative courts that exercise judicial power under Article 3, 4, Article 4, Section 3, Clause 2, the 11th and 14th Amendments, for the sake of, and this is the part I love, convenience and expediency. In other words, Article 1, Section 10, Article 4, Section 3, Clause 1 to the Constitution is equivalent to the Old Testament law, and Article 4, Section 3, Clause 2 of the Constitution of the United States is the equivalent of the New Testament law.
Yes, the New Testament reflects privileges and immunities under corporate limited liability, which brings up a subject here I want to bring to your attention. We was talking about Byron versus the city of Baltimore.
Right.
And the physical franchise. There's also a thing, when you have a corporation, there's two things that a corporation enjoys. That's limited liability for the payment of debt and perpetual succession. In other words, the corporation is not responsible for its debts other than what the stockholders put in at the beginning of the formation of the corporation. So if the corporation goes bankrupt, the only thing that is lost is the stockholders' original investment, and all the debts of the corporation are dumped onto the people.
With that said, we have to go back to the end of the hour break. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
With recent internet.